All right, so up to page Resh Chav Hey. I'm sorry. Resh Chav Gimel. Resh Chav Gimel Umiata. Yeah, I think that's what we're up to. Resh Chav Gimel Umiata. Okay, Umiata. So now, Noshav El Asher Eschal Nu Perak Hazes. Now let's go back to the topic that we started in this parak, which was again the Chiddush of Chassidus, the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov. Again, he explains the Kaidim is Galus Chassidus before the revelation of Chassidus Iker Havoida Baham Shacha, the main Avoida by the Tzaddikim, and the Iker Avoida to bring down Hashem's light, Haisav Machshava Levada, was mentally. The Kavanis v'Yichudim, again, that's by the Mukubal, and that's what the Esek was with Kavanis and Yichudim. It was all mental because, again, just like we saw before, before the Baal Shem Tov, the Iker dimension that Dveikus would be experienced is in the neshama. It's in Oiris, not in the Kalim. That's not really where God is. It's in Oiris. So therefore, the part of the person that's more of the shidduch with Oiris is the machshava, the kavan, and so on. So that's where that was the asik lachain, and because of that, rakat tzedikim hagdolim yochlu b'avaydasim l'hamshich armarim. So that required only very very big tzedikim that first of all knew the secrets of Torah, were sophisticated enough intellectually to be Isaac in those inyanim. So that it was all in that like hidden space of the mind. But v'achris galas chassidus, but after chassidus is revealed, the ikar shela hu ba'avoda gamachushes v'gamagufanis. So chassidus comes as megal that kalim is also where Hashem's reish chav gimel is also where Hashem's presence. It's also an expression of elikos. And therefore, the full picture, as we saw last time, as we've been learning, the Iker picture, the Iker, the way in which a person experiences Dveikus after the Baal Shem Tov is not by picking Iris and not Kalim, or Kalim and Iris. It has to be both. It has to be a full package. Which means that now, the Avoid is not just, it can't remain mental, and it can't remain just in the loof, or just... in that place of Iris, it has to manifest Bekalim, it has to be Bepoil. So he says, Kim gam midas hagufonius shel isha Yisraeli midas Eloi Yisin, because even the emotional traits of a Jew, the midas of a Yid are also elevated. So im kain, so he says, Kamoisha, therefore, now when we're talking about like learning Kabbalah and things like that, and the Kavanis and the Yehudim, so now we have to think of them in similar terms as Halacha. So he explains, "K'moisha asaga b'Talmud mamashasi." Just like when a person learns Gemara, right, or learning Halacha, we understand that it's only real, so to speak, rak asher makaymish gama mitzvahs b'poil, if it translates into action, right? We all know that it's one of the Gemara says it's one of the, the Gemara is not a fan of a person that learns without the intention of keeping it, right? So a person's learning Hilchos Shabbos without the intention of keeping Shabbos, that's not a good thing, right? So we understand that when it comes to halach, when you're learning, so it's not supposed to remain theoretical just in the mind. It has to translate in action. But in Sisri Torah, in Secrets of Torah, that was never a thought because it was all spiritual. And there's no expression of it in action. What are you supposed to do? How do you translate? So when you're learning Hilchos Shabbos, I understand what that means practically. It means keep Shabbos, right? But what does it mean when you're Isaac in Kavanis and you're B'miyached, Yudke Vavke with Elokim and Adnai and Ek and all these? What does that mean practically? Before the Baal Shem Tov, there was no practical application of this. What you're talking about in the Kabbalah, you're learning about the sphere of Chesed and the sphere of Gura. There's no requirement of making that. There's no way to apply that lemaisa. What does that mean? So therefore, it just remains in the mind.
No kalim.
The kalim weren't right. There's no kalim for it that are appropriate for that. Are like it's not part of the. That Reb Chaim Vital writes. There's a, in his introduction to the Kisvei Ari, Reb Chaim Vital has a whole thing. He says that he makes the reader take an oath that he's mashpia. Like I'm not allowing you to learn these inyanim unless you're learning it. Almanas lasis, in order that it should be that you should fulfill what you're learning. But what does it mean to fulfill what you're learning? So by Reb Chaim Vital, he says to fulfill what you're learning means to daven with kavanas. And as you're learning about kavanas, you're learning about kabbalistic zachin. What's the lemaisa? The lemaisa is that when you daven, you have the meditations in mind. But that again, you see that's a limit. Again, that was so the concept of taking something lemaisa. Even Reb Chaim Vital says it has to be like that. But what does lemaisa mean? What plane can this be lemaisa? So Baruch HaVital, it has to. The only plane that this stuff could exist in is an Iris. So what's the Lamaisa? So the most Lamaisa you can have is when you daven with the Kavanas. You know? But that's all you can do. But comes the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov, once there's a Giloy, that even the physicality and even the Midas of a Yid are also Elikos. Oh, so now already you've just blown the doors off, you know, of Pnimius HaTorah, in the sense that now when you're talking about the sphere of Ches and the sphere of Gvura, now that actually can translate to you emotionally. And now when you're feeling passionate about something, that's the sphere of Chesed. And all of a sudden your experience in this world can be part of those Yehudim and those Kavanas. Because now there's a way for it to translate practically. We'll explain. So he says again, Kamaisha Asaga B'Talmud, just like when it comes to learning Halacha, Mamash Yisi Ra Kashim Rakaim Ha'ish, Gam HaMitzis B'Poyel, it's only real, right? You should only take it seriously if you're learning with the purpose of it being Lamaisa, when you to fulfill the mitzvahs properly, Vim Lav, and if there's no intention of keeping the Halacha, Loi Toil Loi Avonev, and what's the purpose of knowing about it? Right, that's v'amachshav v'asagel v'adan, and just knowing the concepts of Torah without there being the intention of it being l'maisa. Again, if you intend on doing it l'maisa, then of course the learning is significant. You know what I mean? So even if a person's learning about the halachas of Beis Hamikdash of karbanis, so as long as you intend that if Bez Hashem you should be able to bring karbanis in the right way, that's okay. That's fine. Then obviously the learning is great also. But if a person's learning something that you can't keep and you're not intending on keeping it, that's not good. So everyone knows that when it comes to halacha. So he says, and if it's just in the mind and it doesn't translate into practicality and the person's not interested in it translating into practicality, next page, then that's not bringing you to a holy place in Torah, right? Torah only opens itself up to a person, right, really, when you're learning it, almanas lases, in order to keep the halacha. K'moshu dibar lel perak aleph, in the first parak, he says, we spoke about this, ibnei shehu muskel levad b'lei hamaskil, because then it's just the ideas without the person becoming a part of it. You know, you want it to really, for the Torah to take hold of a person, it has to translate into your actual life. So in nigla, we know what that means. So ken gam ha'sagas v'akavonis b'nin ha'sfiris. But once the Baal Shem Tov comes, then such an idea could also be applied to what was until then just purely cerebral and spiritual concepts of spheres and Shemes HaKadosh, Matulim Bam, divine names, Asher Yasek V'Chavinish B'Daitai, which until now was just purely in the mind, Tefal Nara Kasher Yifel Bam Gam B'Poel. Now, they're only significant if they become actualized. He what's going on over here. Not only is he saying that now there's an opportunity to bring Kabbalah more Lamaisa, now, since there is such an ability now, if you don't, then it's like learning Gemara without intending to keep the halachas that you're learning. So it's much bigger achrayas. What's an example? So he says, Uma pulasa b'mepoil. What's the practical, you know, expression of these ideas that are spiritual? Bahamidas shenem tsoim bekirboy. It means in your own emotions that you're experiencing. Shem spheres and midas elohius, because they're also spheres, they're also divine. They're also godly. Yavidas Hashem bihava, year of teferis, to serve Hashem with a hava, and year in teferis, and netzachayde. All the midas that you learn about in this farm, that it should translate lamaisa in your own emotional experience. Va'oz kishem esoyer behem betzvila v'avoida, v'gam mechavin hakavanis. And now, when you put the two together, again, he's talking about by the Mekubal, when you put the two together, and you're davening, and you have the kavanas of the Shem Sekhashim in mind, and those kavanas then become inspiration for your emotional experience of davening, so now you're taking an idea of Torah, an idea of Pnimius HaTorah, and you're giving it a lamaisa, you're translating it into practical terms. And so that's what we want. That's what you need. So he says, "Gam hakavana neshama shel mamashi." Now the kavana of the neshama is now real, and it's now becomes part of Kalim. Ubay davar shalem, and now it's a complete unit. Midas eloyes im machshava. So now you have an emotional experience, something more tangible, something more real, something concrete. with the idea, with the concept in the mind. Okay, Shemach Shavi Yiloh Chacham Abina Shal Sfiris, which is also connected to the Sfiris of Chacham Abina. So it's like it's seeing these things, you know, in terms of they're real, they're practical, they're our experience. The Chutz Min HaKedusha Asher B'Kirbay, and then besides the Kedusha that's within him, Ma'isav LaHamshich Kedusha Yiloh Ma'ilam Asal Yom Gamkin. Now you could channel more kedusha into yourself because you're again, just like when it comes to learning, if a person's learning in order for the purpose of keeping the mitzvah that you're learning about, oh, then the Torah opens itself up, and the Torah will give you, and you'll become holier, and it'll become elevated through the experience. But if a person's learning without the intention of it being lamaisa, then the Torah closes itself up from you. So too it is with nister. If a person's learning nister and all these inyanim, but it just remains intellectual, just remains theoretical. So again, before the Baal Shem Tov, that's all you can do anyway. So it's not held against you. But now that, now that a Jew with their emotional and practical experiences also have to be seen, you know, as something elevated and something divine. So now if those ideas of Pnimius HaTorah don't translate into one's Avodas Hashem practically, to make one person, you know, more obviously Yisrael, more bittul, more. If it doesn't translate into halacha lemaisa, into avoda, then it's also incomplete, you know. And just like the Torah will hold itself back if a person's learning halacha without intending to keep it, so Pinyan Sotar also hold itself back if a person's learning it without the intention of becoming more of a oivid Hashem. Emotionally and practically.
What does that mean to hold itself back?
Then you won't become elevated from it. It'll just become ideas that have in your brain, and you'll still be the same grub of behemoth as you were before. Not you. Saying.
But these ideas come slowly, so it's not shalom until it's full, or it's
as long as whatever person learns, as long as it's with the intention of like I want this to be part of my experience, my DNA. It should be part of me. That I don't just want to learn these ideas because they're nice intellectual ideas and like, you know, how this divine name equals Bigmachia this and all that. I want to experience that. I want to become more humble because of this. I want to become more attached to my family because of this. I want to love Yidden more because of this. I want to experience the name Kale, which is connected to Chesed. I want to do more Chesed in my life because of that. I want that divine name that I'm thinking about to enliven and to be part of my life. Like the more you do that, then the Rabban Shimon says, "Oh, now you're speaking my language. Now you're taking my Torah and you want it to be Lamaisa. Okay, so good." Then that's real. That's real. That's authentic. But as it, whatever again, that's the different. That's the change. Again, Torah always has to be lamaisa. But what does lamaisa mean? Before the Baal Shem Tov, lamaisa, you're limited with what lamaisa can be with Pnimius HaTorah. Like what could it be already? So before the Baal Shem Tov, what was the biggest lamaisa of Pnimius HaTorah? To daven with kavanas. So instead of learning about Pnimius HaTorah, ideas of divine names, now when you're saying Baruch Shomer, think about those names too. That's the best you can do. But now all of a sudden, that the Baal Shem Tov comes and says, no, this world is made of divine names. Your emotions are also Hashem's names. That when you interact with someone, that's also divine names. Oh, okay. So now you have much more of a playing field. So now the Lamaisa becomes, I want to think about these esoteric ideas, but I want these esoteric ideas to become, to deepen my experience in this world, in Avodas Hashem. That my Avodas Hashem practically should become enlivened by that. That was never the thought before the Baal Shem Tov. Like, again, this world was not, it wasn't the way of thinking, you know.
I mean, I said in the past that davening kavanas is fraught with hazards. If a person doesn't know it fluently, then it's not something they should engage in.
It's more of a yechidah term than
my question is that the notion exists that a person can learn kavanas without practicing it. So then how could, in Mishnah Sashar Chaim Vital anyways, Davening with kavanas could be considered a bechein or like a meisa,
yeah,
in terms of
how
could it be? Yeah, I mean the notion exists that a person could learn kavanas without actually practicing it, because if they're not fluent in kavanas, then it's not advisable for them to daven with kavanas.
Right.
So then it.
And a chanami. So if the lamais of Kabbalah is the kavanas, then a chanami, it has to be done. Then the person has to have such an intention that this is what I'm learning in order to eventually be. But it takes a long time. It takes a long time. And practically, very often, what's recommended is that you do tzvislach.
Right.
But that's the goal. Because there has to be a lamaisa. Everything a person's learning, there always has to be a lamaisa. And so too it is with Pnimis Torah. It has to be a lamaisa. But what is the lamaisa? So again, before the Baal Shem Tov, the main lamaisa that you could possibly come up with was daven with kavanas. But you see that even that lamaisa, so to speak, is still pretty esoteric. Right? So it's like you're basically taking the ideas that you're learning and applying them to your davening. But all it means is that when you're saying Baruch Shem, you're saying Krishma, instead of just saying the word Echad, you're also having intentions of divine names contained in those letters of Echad. Which, again, it's still remaining in the theoretical, you know, it's still remaining in, like, the mental universe, you know. It's just a little bit more grounded.
Yeah, but now in davening, when you say Echad...
So now in davening, what does it mean? So the idea would be, is that, yeah, you say the word Echad, and you're thinking all the kavanas and the divine, again, by the Mukubalm, the divine names, and that intensifies my sense of Hashem's presence in my life. The meaning... And then every prat of my life is now believing in the Rabbanu Shalom being involved in every single part of my life is now deepened by those intentions. It has to be the engine and the fuel behind a practical, grounded experience that we all can share in common. In other words, every single Jew, when you say Yishma Yisrael Shemekim Hashem Echad, what's the base? I mean, again, if you the basic intention is that Hashem is like everything in my life comes from God, and that's a universal that runs the gamut. Everyone has that basic kavana. That's what Hashem Hashem Echad means. By the Mekubalim, when you think of the Shemus Hakdoshim, it intensifies that. It intensifies that kavanah. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't. That's what the kavanahs do by the Baal Shem Tov. It just adds intensity, fuel, context, nuance. It gives nuance to the kavanah and the experience that we are all having. So in other words,
huh? Can I give you an example?
So I just did with Echad. No,
I'm saying more repetitious.
In Shema.
It is Kyle.
Yeah.
While are we thinking about that? Right?
So.
my question from before, I never got a chance to help.
I was like, we'll wait for you.
One second. So let me give it an example. Example of. Let's say. Let's say, okay. Let's say you're driving somewhere. Okay, so you're driving somewhere, and you're sitting by a red light, waiting for it to turn green. And let's say you're in a rush. So you're waiting for it to turn green. Okay, so, but you know, so what does Emunah say? Emunah says, the Rebbe Hashem wants me to say it right now. Okay, it is what it is. Kacha. So that's what the Rebbe Hashem wants of me. That's standard. What if you infuse Pnimis HaTorah into that? So then if you infuse Pnimis HaTorah into that, then you could deepen the experience. Again, it's the same basic overall picture, which is, clearly, I'm supposed to be here right now. Something's happening. I don't know, but Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But Pnimis HaTorah could add a dimension to that. Why is it Bashkocha Pratis that it's a red light? Where'd that come from? That's red light. Red light means stop. Green means go. Why? So we know that Al Pi Kabbalah, red is a midah Red is associated with the midah of Gevur, the midah of Malchus. Ezo Gibar Kovish is Yitzra. And so when you're sitting by a red light, the Pnimius means that there is an illumination in that moment, there's an illumination of the sphere of Gevur. And the sphere of Gevur is a divine midah. And when you're sitting by a red light, holding yourself back from inching forward, right? There's a certain, what's happening at that time, yes, the general picture is God's like in charge right now, and like, you know. But now with Pinus HaTorah, now you have like, now you could actually sit by the red light and think about certain Shemus HaKadoshim that are associated with that Midah.
And Reb Chaim Vital couldn't do that. I'm saying this, we need the Baal Shem Tov.
They never had lights.
They never had lights.
But there was Mazel Mad back then. Rains.
No, but I'm saying this, why would you need the Baal Shem Tov? Why would our pre-Baal Shem Tov be
no!
Listen, this example maybe could be the idea of but, it, but again, it's but here. Here's the point: it's not even then. It's not staying intellectual. It's like I'm feeling frustrated. Like I'm feeling frustrated because I got to get somewhere, and this verschnunk in a red light is in my way. So there's a feeling of frustration there, and I'm saying, but I'm holding myself back. Now the idea is not to just intellectualize the experience of the red light, but it's like it's understanding that there's a hesairus of the mid of gvura at this moment. Vaharai, it's a red light, and the feeling that I'm going through on viscerally, like the human experience of being frustrated but holding myself back because this is what I have to do, and certain trying to calm my nerves is. It is an experience of me becoming a Merkava for that divine energy of Gevura. So again, it's not like before the Baal Shem Tov, then yeah, you can do that by a red light, or you know, obviously, you know, but you could do that with a red light, but it would still be, you would still be disassociating yourself from the experience.
Would be top down, or is it?
You'll be standing by a red light, but you would just be thinking about the sugya of a red light. Yeah, as opposed to now thinking about the sugya, and I feel that in my bones because I can feel my blood pressure going up because I got to get out of here already. So I feel in my bones, in my kishkas, in my blood, the gevura. And then that's part of the dveikus then. Strength.
What's
in
it. Agreed,
that,
right?
It's Tiferes.
Okay.
It's Tiferes. It's harmony, balance. You keep in your lane.
And the yellow means slow down, or
yellow slow down. Yeah. Yellow is. Yeah, it should be. I mean, it's supposed to be.
What is yellow?
When you're driving and you're trying to keep in your lane, and there's when you're driving, again, this idea. Let's say you're driving and you're trying to keep you keep the speed limit. That's Tiferes.
But the red isn't, when red comes up, red.
But you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like this: when you're driving and you're keeping the speed limit, that's not the shurish of that is Tiferes, of yichud, of like moving but holding yourself, moving consistently. That's a big one second. That's a big midah. But the idea is that my feeling and my practical experience of wanting to go faster, wanting to go slower, of keeping in my lane, that is Tiferes. Not just using it as a sugya to think about disassociating from this is the experience on a human level is a deep thing.
So
you see what Pnimius HaTorah just did. Without Pnimius HaTorah, the best you could come up with is God's in charge, I'm on this highway, I have to be a good boy because God's watching me. And that's great because you're bringing God into the picture. But without Pnimius HaTorah, it's without nuance. It's without detail. It's a stick figure. It's not. It doesn't have the depth. So now you infuse Pnimius HaTorah into it. So pre the Baal Shem Tov, now you have depth to think about, but it's still disassociated from your visceral experience. But post the Baal Shem Tov, so now you have everything you need. You have the basic general blueprint of like, this is God's universe, Einam Levadai, so this is part of his plan, and I'm here for a reason, and everything is deep. And now I have Pnimius HaTorah to give me detail and to give me nuance, to give me specific detailed thoughts. But the Baal Shem Tov says, and those thoughts is what you're feeling. So you could actually allow yourself to like lean into the experience of being frustrated, being happy, being sad, whatever the moment is, and you could actually allow that to be. Yeah, anyway.
Huh? Asking, what is the meter of the yellow?
The meter of the
yellow. I don't know what meter is associated
with yellow.
It's a gold. It's a way to think of it as like gold. It's a gvura. Red is like more malchus. Malchus is
malchus.
It's malchus. That's it.
Malchus.
These meters are, huh? So gvura, malchus is built on gvuras, but yeah, it's usually associated with gvura. But green is tiferes. That's what it is. It's Bashka Kapotis, these things. All the countries are like that. I don't know if there's any countries not like red. Red. It's a universal zah. Huh? Europe is
red.
Together.
They have circles, right? They just have, what do they call it? Traffic circles.
Roundabouts.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as Mitar Shalashal Bashma in regards to Pinyas and Nestor?
In terms of not, well, what do you mean?
In regards to, because the question I was going to ask is, how do you understand Mitar Shalashma if everything has to be in my sense?
So that's what the Rishon already deal with that. The Rish Taisis already deals with that question. When we say Mitar Shalashma Bolashma, because Taisis has a steer. The one hand, the Gemara says the person should always learn the Shalashma. Mitar Shalashma is Bolashma. But yet the Gemara says elsewhere that if a person learns Shloi L'Shma, it's Toiv L'Shloi Niv, it's better not to be born. So Tosfos says the difference is as follows. If a person's learning for the not with the intention to keep it, that's the Shloi L'Shma that it's better not to be born. But as long as a person intends to keep the halakha, but now it's just a matter of like, am I doing this L'Shem Shemayim completely? You talk Shloi L'Shma, Bo L'Shma. So that condition though of the learning Al Menas Lasais, that's ma'akev. That's not shloim mitar shloshma balashma. That has to be no matter what. So a person can be learning. So another, for example, person's let's say learning they're learning Hilchos Shavos, right? So if the person's learning it, the person it has to be learning with the intention of keeping the halacha. You have to do that.
Is it a certain criteria of a yid, or is it like?
That's what Torah demands. That Torah demands.
Have, like, let's say where they learn with somebody that doesn't know anything, and like,
so that's a separate. That's another discussion. What about teaching someone? Because until you're talking about yourself,
right. Yeah.
Like within yourself, when you're learning yourself, you should be learning with the intention of it being lamaisa. Once it's lamaisa, why? What's motivating me? Is it idealistic? Am I doing this for my own ego? That's shloi l'shma bo l'shma. Okay, that'll work itself out. But the intention has to be lamaisa. Now you're asking something else. What if am I allowed to learn with someone else when I know they're not doing it? They're not intending for it to be lamaisa. So that's a discussion in the Paiskim. That's a big discussion in the Paiskim. The classic the sugi of that is Talmud Shein Hagen. That's the term in halacha of a student that's unfit. A Talmud Shein Hagen. What does it mean? A Talmud Shein Hagen doesn't mean he's not smart or not bright. Talmud Shein Hagen means a student that's not fit for this learning, that's because his intention is not to keep it. So is one supposed to teach a student like that or not? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, so he's marach about this. Practically speaking, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that for a number of reasons, we still do it anyway. There is no question about it that you have to be sensitive to it. You have to be sensitive to it that teaching someone that does not have the... Again, there's also different madrigas. There is someone who's never thought about keeping it. So it's like they've never been introduced to the idea of Shabbos. So like, it's not... Yeah, I guess if you ask them, are you planning to keep Shabbos? No, because they don't know what that means. But It's not like hinani muchan muzuma not to keep so that's already dealing with that's a much once you're dealing but you have to know the differences, right? But once you're dealing with someone who is like, I am not going to keep this, then already you have a shiloh on your hands.
What about the one to one?
And even then, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, L'maisa, it's still kedai. He says that the Talmud Shein Hagen, the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, is that the student is doing something wrong. The way the Shulchan Aruch puts it is that the Isser of learning Torah without the intention of keeping it it's an Isser on the Talmud, not on the Rebbe. So now, so the Talmud is doing something wrong, but he's doing a lot of wrong. He's added to the list of things, and it's kedai. The Shulchan Aruch says it might be kedai for him to be over this Avera, and Ham Urshabai, the light of Torah, will bring him back. But the Rebbe's not doing anything wrong. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's what he passes in the Lamaisim.
Even though I'm not
huh?
Even though I can't cause someone else to do an Avera.
That's the Sukkah that he deals with over there. That's the Sukkah he deals with. That's the Nechus Tamat Torah.
You hit someone to give a get, deep down, he really wants to give a get.
That's the Koich of Bezdin. Bezdin has a Koich to do that. I get it.
Why
I'm saying,
because
I'm telling you, that's the koich of Bezdin. Only Bezdin can bring out. Bezdin can bring out that rutzin with force. No one else can. That's the koich of Bezdin. The vias got to the barachim and the remain on me.